Let's get to you, Alice. I love your background. Again, Alice Alvey, Vice President of Partner Education Training at Union Home Mortgage. She's got the legislative update. Do you have any eclipse news for us or any thoughts on how your report relates to the eclipse?
I didn't make a direct connection other than, of course, here in Cleveland, we are in the path of totality, just like you are, Dave. And it has been crazy in the area where there's the actual center of the space, right? We're totality, but there's still that center red line. It is packed full of people along Lake Erie. The people who live out that way are just hunkering down in their homes because there's so many people around. We actually have a beautiful sunny day where I think original forecasts were that it might be cloudy. So we'll see. What's
Oh, good.
Ohio? Just who knows what will happen. But we're excited. Yeah, Bill was very kind to say to those of us work from home today, enjoy the time with your friends and family during this. Just
Very
don't leave
cool.
customer behind. It wasn't a clock out thing. It was just permission to go enjoy it, which was really nice.
Good leader. I love it.
Yes. So we're all enjoying that right now. So Congress was quiet last week because of the holiday. And so not too much new things to report on. But a couple things I just as reminders out for everyone is Ginnie Mae did issue the bulletin, I believe it's 24-4 on their cybersecurity incident. So maybe Alan's covered this, but just wanted to make sure everyone's keeping an eye on this. Cybersecurity, I say, is super complex. At the end of the day, the simplest thing is don't ever share your password. But Ginnie Mae, just tell everybody 1,000 times, don't ever share your password ever, not even with anybody, and especially online. That's how they get in the gate, the bad guys, that is. So I think I just checked that Ginnie Mae has put in some specifics. Whenever the agencies start citing certain characteristics about a policy, it's always good to go back. Make sure your policy references agencies in general. And then my recommendation is have a separate addendum that might say, okay, Fannie wants something in 24 hours, Ginnie Mae wants it in 48, so and so wants it in 2 weeks. They're all going to have different definitions for turn times and response times. But make your policy writing easy and generalize with the agencies that you follow agency guides. And that makes life a lot easier in those main documents. So check that out. Make sure you're going to be compliant with your cybersecurity policies. And then, last but not least, Freddie is talking about getting trended credit data in by Q2, which we're there already. So I thought it was interesting that they said more to follow. And okay, Q2 starts in 2 weeks. So actually, no, wait, it's already here. Yeah, it's here. We all have to
Incredibly.
go. What month is it? But anyway, credit data is really valuable. And I recommend that all loan officers are aware of how this works. VantageScore will claim that they're the first ones to have brought this to light. And I would agree with that. The idea of looking at if you pay off your credit card every month or you're making more than the regular monthly payment, that's going to have value in your credit history. Whereas in the standard credit score models, those things don't matter. So I think it's a great thing for consumers to understand. So since Freddie brought it up, I'm going to remind our audience to just go ahead and check out trended credit data. Make sure you're up to speed on how that can help your borrowers. Back to you, Dave.
That it's very good, Alice, very much. Very cool, Bill Cosgrove, to say work from home, enjoy your family, get out, enjoy this unusual event. And I was just looking at a map, and you guys are under totality and
We
there. You don't
are.
experience it. It's very exciting.
Yes.
And what's really interesting, the officials, whoever the officials are, they says the official word is that we're going to have tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands of people in our country, in our area. We live in the hill country west of Austin. It's beautiful out here. And we have the Blue Bonnets. Magnificent. They have, I think it's like 89 campsites. And they had over 100,000 applications for this one campsite out here and called Round Mountain. And it's just this huge granite ball. And you can climb this thing. It's a wonderful place to go. But they had 100,000 for 89 campsites. So they've been closed out.
Wow.
That brought on a whole lot of thought that everyone, we're going to get inundated here with people and overrun. So they told us to go out to the grocery store on Wednesday and Thursday, buy all the groceries you need for a week or two. Don't just prepare because we're most likely going to just get overrun with people. The restaurants all ordered extra food for this to happen. And guess
Yeah,
what?
we're in the same boat. Yeah, everybody's trying to prepare. a friend of mine was telling me about in her rural community, there's a 100-acre farm that normally holds concerts. They sold out the 100 acres into all little mini campsites and made a killing on this. And the place is
Yeah.
packed.
What's happened here is we got a kind of a Woodstock rock concert going at the city north of us, but the locals stayed out of the restaurants and no one showed up. So that we have nobody here. So what's so unusual is what we are anticipating happened never happened here. So there's some restaurant owners that I feel sorry about because they bought all this perishable food and it's unfortunately not going to get consumed by all the hordes that were anticipated to be here. So I don't know if that's an indication, but it is unusual to put it mildly. And it is getting darker out there. I can't wait to get out. We'll get over to Alan's segment and enjoy it. Hopefully
yeah,
you get a
ours
chance to
starts
get
in
out
about
there.
a half hour.
Yeah, yours starts in the, yep, you're just a little bit behind us. By the way, everybody, we posted out to the group a website. You're going to be listening to this after the podcast, so it's meaningless. So we were able to track exactly where each of us live, what we're going to be experiencing, the percentage of eclipse we'll see, as well as the timing that'll happen. Alice, thank you so much. Appreciate you being here each and every week.